number to call or *965, and that's toll free on Bell Mobility.
8:39 on the Cool Morning Show, Griff and Caroline.
It is Prostate Cancer Awareness Week, held every year at this time in Canada, and it's basically a week to remind men and women about the threat of prostate cancer and that it is it's increasing among men. Prostate cancer, number one killer, I believe, of cancer for men, and it's something that can be prevented just by a routine checkup.
Well, there are ways of detecting it early, and a very funny and poignant look at dealing with prostate cancer in the book titled "With the Snap of a Glove: One Man's Account of Living with Prostate Cancer." The man who's written this book is named Dan Hesse, and he's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I want to tell you, first of all, I really enjoyed reading the book.
I'm happy you did.
But I got to tell you, much like you mentioned about yourself in the book, I am allergic to pain. and it actually made me react out loud. And I don't know if that's the mark of a well-written book or just the graphic nature of some of the fun-loving way you describe the when you went in for the prostate exam and they had to take a biopsy, the snapping noise. I literally was reading this book while waiting for my daughter who's in swim lessons, and I was wincing out loud. I caught myself going, pretty graphic, but also a very funny look at dealing with things. And tell us how this book came about.
Well, really, what it was, initially it was very therapeutic because, I mean, it's something that I went through at 49 years old, which I had no idea that at 49 you could develop prostate cancer. I always assumed it was something that older gentlemen were afflicted with. So when I went through it, it just became this journey that I began. And initially it was therapeutic. It was kind of like one of those days, a Forrest Gump thing. I sat down and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote, and then one day I just stopped. And at the end of it, I thought, you know, this might help others because it is hopefully going to demystify some of the things that men go through, men and women and their families, because it really does affect everybody around the actual cancer patient. And you know, it's one of these things that I'm really hoping that if somebody reads the book and perhaps unfortunately has to go through it someday, and for example, the biopsy, you know, I would love for somebody to come out of a biopsy after they read my book and say, yeah, Hennessy, he was a bit of a wimp. That wasn't that bad.
So listen, Dan, when you had your prostate exam and diagnosed with cancer, was that your first ever prostate exam?
Yeah, it was, because Caroline, I was one of those typical men who avoided the annual and the annual inspection, if you will, like the plague. It really wasn't something that was high on my list of priorities. And, you know, it just became one of those things that, you know, again, it was denial, I guess, if you will, because my gender, my age didn't get this. So it really wasn't something that I should be concerned about. And in fact, it really is something that everybody, that once they turn 40, your chances of developing prostate cancer begin to mirror your age. So you have a 40% chance of developing it. And as Griff mentioned, 1 in 6 Canadian men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And they assume, or they expect actually, that to rise to 1 in 4 within the decade. So it's the number one cancer for Canadian men.
It's astounding, some of the statistics. Last year, it was estimated 25,500 men in Canada were diagnosed with it, and 4,400 would die of it. Which, I mean, the odds are in your favor if it's detected early and it's treated. Why are we as men so reluctant, dare I say, afraid of getting the simple test?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a manhood issue, if it's just denial, as I mentioned before. But, you know, our wives, God love them all, they go through things that we couldn't even imagine going through.
Oh, I know.
Yes, we do.
You know, and it's been going on since, you know, the days of puberty, and we as guys just avoid it. And it really, truly is an issue of awareness, because if you know more about it, you're more apt to be aware of it, obviously. I know that sounds a little silly, but being aware of it is probably the biggest challenge that men have to face. I remember standing up in a hockey dressing room, getting ready for a hockey game after I had been diagnosed, and saying to the guys around me, have you guys had your prostate checked? Well, you want to see some terrified looks on their faces.
Well, I imagine.
Do they think you were offering?
Well, I was reaching in. I was reaching in my goalie bag for my glove, and I thought they thought I was bringing out a blue glove.
Well, you know, that's a fear, is because, you know, and guys don't understand either that when a doctor tells you to turn your head and cough, that's not a prostate exam.
No.
No, that's not. And that's the misconception. That's a doctor checking for a hernia.
Absolutely.
You know, not for the old prostate. And I guess some guys, when they find out what's involved, go, whoa.
I know. And it's minutes. It's a second is all it is, you know. It just takes a very short period of time. And it is truly a snap of a glove that saved my life, because I had avoided the annual physical for a couple of years. When it was diagnosed, they felt that I probably had it for at least 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So whether, you know, it makes you angry at yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm really hoping to do by writing this book, is to raise the awareness to a different level. And hopefully people will say, he's just a normal guy, and he wanted to share his story so that, you know, perhaps it'll help others overcome that anxiety of going through this thing.
8:45, we're talking to author Dan Hennessy. He's written a book called With a Snap of a Glove, One Man's Account of Living with Prostate Cancer.
So, Dan, let me ask you this. Have you heard from any guys that have read your book and went, oh, my gosh, if I only knew this earlier?
Yes, I have, actually. It's amazing. And I've said in the past, Caroline, Stephen Ambrose, the late U.S. author, coined the phrase a band of brothers. Mm-hmm. And we really are, truly, we become a band of brothers, because once you go through this, you become very comfortable in talking to other people about it. And I've had people call me and say that they've read my book, they've gone through the surgery, and have actually been laying in the hospital and start to laugh. And when the nurse asked them what they're laughing about, they said, I read this in a book and I knew it was going to happen.
And how's your health today, Dan?
Great. Yeah. I feel, you know, I've been 4 years. I go continually for the PSA, the blood work, and it's, 0.01 undetectable. So, you know, at this point, physically, cancer-wise, you know, it's at bay. Is life the same as it was? Absolutely not. And that's one of the things that I do try to stress in the book, is that your life does change.
Yeah.
If you go through prostate cancer, it will never be the same. There's different degrees of change, but it'll never be the same. But you know something? The benefit of it is you're still around, and you still have your family, your friends, and your life.
And Dan, I bet you stop and smell the roses every day, don't you?
No, absolutely. I get up every morning and bow to a blue glove.
Wow. Good for you.
I don't bow too far down, though. You
know. Dan, I got to tell you, as a man who, in a very personal manner, has been affected by the devastation of prostate cancer, I unfortunately lost my dad to prostate cancer just a few years ago. I really enjoyed reading A Snap of a Glove, and the humorous approach you took to it, and the trials and tribulations as a regular guy you went through. Now, where can people out there pick up this book if they want to read this in...
The book is actually, it's available online at www.snapofaglove.ca, and on the website, actually, there's a whole bunch of places listed that bookstores that are carrying it. In the HRM area, it's available at Chapters in Bears Lake right now. But the website gives you all the details, and in fact, you can order it online. But it's because of folks, and I got to mention this, Griff and Caroline, it's because of folks like you that take an interest in this issue that we will raise the awareness. And hats off to you folks for taking the time and the initiative to let your listeners know that this is an issue.
Well, Dan, thanks for bringing your book to our attention. Really enjoyed reading it. Best of luck with continued health, my friend, and with sales of the book.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care. 8:48, it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Week here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue our conversation tomorrow on the show. We're going to be having some representatives from the Canadian Cancer Society on.
And Dr. AJ is going to be here tomorrow morning. So if you have any questions about your prostate, prostate cancer, the whole examination, Dr. AJ is here to answer all your questions.
Yeah, you can get those to us at cool965fm.ca, and we'll pass along your questions. You can remain anonymous. But the important underlying message here for men, especially men over 40, is get your prostate exam. Don't put it off.
Just like Dan said, it takes a few minutes to have it examined. Could save your life.
It's 8:40.